This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. Yes, you heard it, with Bachelor Nation. We're revamping the show. Same conversations. Mike and I are going to get into it with tons of great guests from the Bachelor franchise. And we're just excited to roll out this new version of our show. On Thursdays, we're going to be coming out with new episodes right after the show airs. So get ready for a lot of tea to be spilled.
Just like the homie Brian said, we're going to be having the same amazing, fantastic conversations like you guys like to hear. We're going to go in depth. I'm trying to see some people cry. I'm trying to get to the nitty gritty. That's what Brian and I are here for. It's going to be your favorite Bachelor Nation guest. And of course, we got to bring homies from outside the Bachelor Nation family as well, because we're here at Talking It Out. We're one big family. We're going to be on Thursdays. So all the drama throughout the week, save that for your mama and talk about it when you watch and listen.
Thursdays, baby. Thursdays. Mark your calendars, everyone. We're coming. And on today's show, we got fresh off the beaches of paradise. We have Aaron Clancy. He's here to break down all the drama that's happened on the beach, especially with him, especially how that episode ended last. I want to know what's up. I want to know what happens.
I laugh every single time about that. But let's get right into it, man. Because I want to get right to Aaron. So I'm going to go into my hot take right quick, and then you do your thing. So as you know, I truly show love on Instagram, right? To all the people that I follow, I really, really, really show love. If your IG picture pops up on my feed, I'm going to show love, right?
Yeah,
and so absolutely. I got a little triggered the other day because someone said, Mike, you still up in her DM? Or you still up in her comment section or whatever? And I'm like, and I responded, you know, I'm not one to shy away from no one. And so I responded, I said, so I should just ghost follow, right? Oh, no, here you go. I shouldn't ghost follow. I should just
explain ghost follow for those that don't understand what that means.
Yeah, why? It truly is triggering to me. I guess I'm the only one in this world. If you follow me, Brian, and you see my post, you don't have to like, you don't have to comment on it, of course. Yeah. But if there's something that you like about it, then show love.
Yeah. Like if you're doing an ad, I got love for you, bro. You're my boy. Like regardless of whether you're doing an ad, you know, you're out a night on the town, whatever, you're just, you know, posting a picture up, whatever the case may be, I'm going to show love. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And there's no reason why you wouldn't be able to do that with a woman. Right.
There's levels to it. Of course, like you're married to Rachel, but just the other day she did the Emmys. I was like, phenomenal. I think I said something like that, right? Which is like respectful, but I'm still showing love to big sis, you know what I'm saying? And or one of the other ladies within Bachelor Nation. I want to make my people that I follow, I want them to feel great about themselves.
Show them some love. Show them some love. There's nothing wrong with that.
Now, with that being said, right, what I don't do is I'm not going to give Rachel the heart eyes, right? Or the eyes. That's the emoji that you don't do when someone's in a relationship, right? That's like, bro, are you tripping, you know?
Yeah.
Nor will I not do. When I'm in a relationship, I might just like the photo. I'm not going to be like commenting like I would comment now, because I don't want to be disrespectful to my woman. And I feel like that's disrespectful, right?
Yeah, you don't violate. You don't violate. You're totally respectful whether you're single and they're single or whether the other person's in a relationship. You always keep it respectful.
Correct. So this is the beauty of talking it out. I'm the single guy. You're the married guy, right? So me being single, even though I may not like these girls, like on a romantic tip, I still show them love because they're my friends.
Of course.
But when I'm in a relationship, oh, that's just not happening.
Yeah.
You know, so it pisses me off that fans are like, oh, you still trying to give her a breath? No. I'm just showing love. Like, I think I got some funny ass captions sometimes. Like, I commented on Thomas's post the other day. I was like, the way Thomas looks at Becca is the way I look at tacos, right? I
saw that.
It's just whatever comes out of my mouth. Deandra, she be doing some fire stuff lately. So I'll be posting or I comment some fire back for her.
Give her a shout. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you should. That's still be pissing me off.
So, like, do you feel like the people who are criticizing you feel that, oh, you still trying to holler at her? Like you're trying to step up in a more romantic way to that person that you like their picture?
You know, honestly, I'll spill the beans. When I first came off of The Bachelor in 2019, I've never seen the show. I never knew how this world works, having a blue check, none of this stuff, having more than 1,000 followers. I didn't know. And so I only commented on like maybe three girls' posts or whatever, right? And then I noticed that Reddit started picking it up. People start picking it up. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to comment on everybody's stuff. So now you don't know which one I really like.
That's a smart strategy right there.
That was my whole intent. I've been doing it ever since. I'm like, I'm just going to show the love to everybody. But there, that's my hot take, bro.
Honestly, I feel like, to be quite honest, if it's another woman complaining that, oh, you're still up. It was a woman that complained?
Yeah, it was a woman that don't follow me would say she loved me now, which is another thing. But she...
First they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again.
It was one of the girls from The Ultimate Surfer, right? I just did The Ultimate Surfer. It's a dope show.
Okay.
It was one of the ladies on there. It was two of them. And I was like, I've never seen two pretty best, and then like F-R-I, and then dot, 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 like spelling out friends.
Okay.
Because that's what they say to Connor and I all the time, right? And so I'm like, what the hell's wrong with saying that? And then some woman commented on it. So yes, it was another woman.
So, I mean, like, it sounds to me from what the way you're describing it, I mean, you're just showing love, you know, no harm, no foul. You're not trying to, you know, get with them or anything like that. I think it's jealousy. I mean, maybe that woman wants you to be in her comments, right? That's, you know, she would love for you to be in her comments, but instead you're in some other woman's comments. So they want to talk about that. For me, that's just hating, a lot of hater aid. They're just jealous.
You know, when I get in a relationship, bro, I'm going to have the best comments ever for my girl. And ain't no other girl going to get no comments. Like, it's going to go from everybody get a comment to zero comments and only one girl get all the comments. And
everybody else is getting shut out in Mike's world.
Yeah, I like their pictures because they, you know, I follow on their friends or whatever, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So what you got for us, man?
So what do I have? For my hot take today, I actually want to speak on the love triangle, if you want to call it that, between Aaron, Ivan, and Chelsea. Obviously, we just saw on this latest episode, Ivan and Aaron are about to go to blows. I can't wait to see what happens the next week. But we actually have Aaron Clancy on the show today. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. So rather than me get into my hot take right now before he comes on, let's bring him on and hear from him himself.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
You had Brian and I was texting Brian when I was watching last night's episode. Absolutely hilarious when they ended it with what you said. You said to Ivan, why your upper lip quivering?
I mean,
I died. I freaking died. I couldn't stop laughing after that. No disrespect to Ivan. He's been on the podcast before.
No disrespect.
But that was hilarious. That was good TV right there.
That was. It really was. It had me dying laughing. If I had popcorn, it would have been all over my floor.
I mean, to be honest, like, his upper lip was just quivering.
I had to mention it.
Yeah, I was a little bit, I was just confused on why that was. Like, things were getting kind of hot. We were pretty heated and, you know, obviously, adrenaline's pumping, upper lips quivering, you know,
that should be on a t-shirt.
Adrenaline pumping, upper lips quivering. I guess I just be saying shit, you know.
Let's talk about that, Aaron. Like, break it down. How did this all go down? Because obviously we saw Ivan step up to you guys in a group and basically say, hey, look, I'm not going to rose chase in a nutshell. You know, I'm just going to see what happens. But he never mentioned that he was going to go after Chelsea or whatnot. And then next thing you know, he's on the bed with her. They're kissing. And you're like, what the fuck? So can you just explain that whole situation and how that went down? Just in case the viewers missed something.
Yeah, of course. And that's my biggest thing. I mean, obviously with Paradise, I know what I signed up for. Everyone is trying to get with someone, you know, it's a dating show, right? I'm not mad at Chelsea or mad at Ivan. It's really just the lack of honesty, right? Now, he's pursuing something with Kendall. There's a lot going on behind the scenes there with her still having feelings for, you know, Grojo, right? So, Grojo. So she has feelings, you know, she leaves. Ivan's kind of left without an option for a rose. You know, she's at this point, she's like a good friend of mine. Like, I talk to him quite a bit. He actually offers me advice, you know, because he's been through it. He's actually had a lot of more time kind of in the world than I have.
Are you talking about now he's a good friend or during the filming?
During filming. Yeah.
Okay,
so
during
filming, he was a friend. He was someone that I actually, he was offering me advice, you know, he's been in the world, the bachelor world for a lot longer than I have. And, someone that I definitely trusted. And he was pursuing some of Kendall. She left. He told me, hey, you know, I'm not, gonna rose chase. I have no options. I'm here to find love, right? I'm not here to chase a rose, right? Cause he's not trying to win a game show. He's trying to find a partner. So, believe it. He's like, hey, I'm just gonna turn up today. I'm gonna have fun. You know, I'm gonna hit the bar, get aquatic, right? So that's great. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna turn up with you now. I go do something for Chelsea. I haven't seen her in a while. We got quarantined when that tropical storm happened.
Yeah. Can you tell us about that actually? Cause I was curious as a viewer, when that tropical storm happened, y'all were separated.
Yeah. So what happened was guys and girls were separated. And we were brought to the other hotel and we were put into rooms. Like I was with James and we were in a room and, you know, I don't know the other combos, but everyone, I was separated. I couldn't see her for like a couple days now.
Okay. So lasted for a few days. Okay.
Yeah. So it was, we were separated and, you know, we didn't have time to even interact really for about, I believe it was 2 days. Anyways, so I see her for the first time in a little bit. I want to do something special for her, obviously, because, you know, as much as we went on a date, we established a great connection. I still have only known her a couple of days, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And so I definitely want to really show her that I want to pursue something with her and she's special to me, or she's kind of the person I'm trying to do that with now.
There you go.
So I told her, it was kind of cute. I can't lie, but, I was like, hey, I haven't seen you in a couple of days. You know, you're a model in New York. You walk the runway, figure the best way to put myself in your head is walk a mile in your shoes. Here's my runway. I'm going to walk it for you. Right. And I just kind of goon out on the runway, you know, trying to hit some Michael Jackson moves, whatever.
That was sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I, you know, we have a conversation. It's great. She says she gravitates towards me. What I'm doing is working, right? And like what I'm feeling is also reciprocated. In that moment, you know, I'm not the best at expressing feelings a lot, to my, you know, disdain a lot of times, but I, you know, what I'm feeling is reciprocated and I couldn't be happier about it. Now I go, you know, go to interview, get pulled away. I come back. The guy who had just told me that he's not here to rose chase is, and would just watched me walk the runway and put myself out there, literally, you know, does the exact opposite of what he told me.
What was the duration? Cause I've been on Paradise. Are we talking about like within 2 hours or like, what?
No,
was
it was fast, man. It was like
less than that. Like it happened
within 30 minutes. Like,
so that wasn't like, they didn't like, you know, sometimes the show, they can edit something that took place 5 hours earlier. This was like 30 within minutes that later. Same time.
Wow. Yeah, man. It could not have been sooner.
So you were in total shock, Aaron, but he actually had mentioned something when you were doing the runway walk that he did actually think that you were really into Chelsea. Where did he get that impression?
To be honest, I hate to say it, but he's trying to like cover his own tracks. Like he had a plan that he was going to do that and he's trying to justify it. There is zero things. There's zero, like, I went on a date with her. I'm doing things special for her. We're talking, like, he had never even talked to Chelsea in that way. And that's something he's voicing an opinion on, which is just,
What would make him say that outside of, I know, you know, we have your speculation of he was trying to be premeditated with that. Like, was there anything else that you think that he may have said that he saw take place between you and Chelsea that he said, well, maybe Aaron really doesn't like her like that?
No, other than maybe he maybe he just think I didn't spend enough time with her, or maybe he would have done things differently than I did. I don't know. We're two different people. Like he tends to be maybe like all over someone I've noticed, like, or he's always spending every waking second with someone. That's just not me. So maybe he thought that was the case. If it wasn't being premeditated, I really don't know. In that scenario, like, his opinion didn't matter to me at all. I was purely just concerned with Chelsea, and Chelsea was, you know, obviously reciprocating what I was saying, and what she was saying to me was what I was hoping to hear. So what Ivan was saying didn't concern me. I was kind of surprised me seeing him say that.
Yeah, to me too. Yeah. I mean, I know the guy. He's a great guy. So I was shocked myself.
Yeah, well, I'm inclined to disagree at this point.
I mean, that's fair. I mean,
respectfully
disagree. Jeez.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say, the only thing I would say, I guess, in my defense in this scenario is, like, he was the only one that seemed to have that opinion. Riley, or even, like, were even saying I was killing it, or gassing me up a little bit. Tank was full, you know, and he was trying to bring me down. So I don't know.
Yeah. How do you feel Chelsea and your relationship was on a scale of like 1 to 10 before Ivan did that? What would you say? Because you guys had just like had a little makeout session, and you're telling me this happened within 30 minutes. So what would you say that level was at?
It's hard to say, like,
from your perspective.
Like it was the strongest by far with anyone else on the beach, for sure. I didn't have any connection stronger than what I had with Chelsea. Now, I wasn't close to being in love with her, for sure. I was really interested. I thought she was beautiful. We have a great time together. But to be honest, the Tammy thing at the beginning, like, going through it makes you a little bit more hesitant. You know,
you don't want to put yourself out there so much.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to say, like, I really put myself out there with Tammy, and then kind of got burned there. And, with Chelsea, like, subconsciously, I put up a little bit of a defense when I did enjoy the date so much. And she started to really, like, occupy my mind, you know? There was that element there too, but I was, all of my effort was going towards her, and I was really trying to pursue something with her.
Aaron, so I'm glad you actually put that in context, like how close you guys were, the time frame of when it happened and whatnot. Like, I totally am on your side when it comes to this. Like, I would have been pissed as well if it went down exactly how you just said. Is there a way, like, as far as bro code, right? I feel that Ivan should have stepped up to you and been like, look, I don't have any rose options. I'm going to do what I have to do. So I'm just letting you know right now, I'm going to go speak to Chelsea straight up. I'm respecting you as a man. Yeah. I'm going to go talk to her. I'm just letting you know, if she falls for me, no, you know, mad love. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Like, okay. May the best man win in that scenario. Not that it's competition. I don't want to sound weird, may the best man win. Dude, we're on a dating show. That's what it's freaking for. Like, I get that. Like, I know what I signed up for. I've seen it. You know, just come up to me. Let me know what's going on. Right? I'm not going to get mad at you. But don't say the opposite. Wait for me to be gone and then pull some slick shit. Like, that's just simply not... like something I respect.
I feel you. I feel you on that, bro.
It was a lie, and don't like I only get mad at one thing, and that's disrespect. And I know I say it all the time. I see these memes, whatever, and that's fine. But like, the root cause of it is just he didn't respect me enough to tell me the truth, and then I just don't
respect,
right? No. just didn't respect me enough to tell me the truth, and that is something that if there's one thing, I'm just going to be honest always. And I've always said, even if I was wrong, I've always said exactly what I was thinking. And he did the exact opposite. And so I just did not have that.
You know? Aaron, let me ask you this, man. Like, cause I always put myself in that position that, you know, when I watch people on TV, when you saw Chelsea kissing and making out with Ivan, then holding hands, 30 minutes later, I know you say you're not mad at Chelsea because you understand it's a dating show, but was your life for her the same at that point?
That's the thing. No. Just to be completely honest, my biggest thing is loyalty, right? It's hard for me to put myself out there.
Some people say you can't be loyal till you put a ring on it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, those people aren't people I'm going to be dating then, right? But the Tammy thing happened, and as much as I don't want to say it, it kind of did a little bit of semi-permanent damage throughout the show for me, right? And then when I met Chelsea and I started to really, think about her and she was occupying my mind a lot and I was getting feelings for her. I was trying really hard to open up and it was hard, but I was trying, and then that happened, and then it was
Did your walls shut down? You basically went backwards in terms of relationship?
Yeah, I would say, if I'm being completely self-analytical, my trust in Ivan was gone. Mm-hmm. And, Chelsea and I are laying on the daybed, and I think I'm doing everything right. And I'm thinking, I'm really doing this despite my previous failures. And then that happens, and she seems to have forgotten me completely. She's holding his hand. She knows I'm right there. She sees me and she doesn't seem to care. And she knows it bothers me because the conversation we just had 30 minutes earlier. So it bothered me. And it bothered me on the front of Ivan, because he was a good friend of mine that I trusted and I took advice from. And then it also bothered me that another girl, said things to me that were she didn't act on the words that she seemed to say. You know what I mean? I don't know if I phrased that right, but it just seemed like I was kind of betrayed on two fronts. When no one was just straight up and honest with me, she didn't say she had feelings for Ivan. She seemed to only have feelings for me. And then Ivan was not really chasing. Both of those things were false.
We love a girl that has a hot girl summer, but with every woman that has a hot girl summer, there's always a guy that has a sad boy fall.
sad boy summer.
Sad boy summer. Yeah. Dude. And I was Dr. Joe said it perfectly. He was half the people here are brand new, fresh, and the other half are birds with broken wings hobbling around. And I'm like, dude, I was.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
That's pessimistic as fuck. God.
And I was like, dude, he said that to me. And I was like, bro, I have a broken wing right now for sure. And he's like, I know you do, And I was just trying, dude. I was trying as hard as I could. You see a guy like Grocery Store Joe and Serena and no Abigail, you see them progressing so well. And yeah, you want that. And then you just keep getting burned or when you're trying as hard as you can, it just, you can't help but just kind of spiral a little bit,
Talk to me about Tammy, because you brought her up a few times, man. You said, let's say your level of confidence was a 10, then after the Tammy situation, it went down a bit more, then after the Chelsea situation, you're just done. Talk to me about Tammy. How are your feelings for Tammy?
Dude, so when I met Tammy, I immediately, dude, I liked her a lot. She reflected my humor and energy so well. She mirror matched me very well, where I was and I came from Katie season where I just wanted to be happy, bro. I did not want to be in drama anymore. I was just in too much conflict. It just took control of everything. I wanted to go to paradise and not be in drama. I wanted to be the love story.
I'm laughing at you. Say you don't want drama, what you're talking about.
And then Thomas shows up.
Well, I mean, dude,
your mortal enemy.
I didn't buy his plane ticket, bro.
Y'all kind of y'all could be cousins. You and Thomas could be cousins.
Sometimes cousins hate each other.
I know. Believe me, I get that.
Yeah.
So talk to me how you felt when Thomas got to the beach. What was going through your head?
So last time I saw Thomas was Katie season, you know, Rose slammed off the ground, like he leaves. Right. So, and I don't like it, you know? So when he comes to the beach, like I had a feeling that would happen, but I was like, dude, I'm not going to like bring this previous drama here. I'm going to try to not, but if it happens, which I know it will, cause I was kind of pessimistic and yeah, I was talking shit.
Talk your shit, boy.
Yeah, I was talking a little shit. But I knew he was going to be there. So I was anticipating it, essentially.
Okay. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, you called him a human trash can. Is that accurate?
Yeah, sounds like it.
All right, Aaron, I have to know.
You have so many one-liners, dude. I think you're one of the funniest dudes on Paradise, if not the funniest.
Appreciate
you on the other side. Sad Boy Summer. Well, I wrote some of these down. Dudes built like chopsticks. I'll snap them in half. Snaky Bitch Bag. Desperate Bitch Boy. Slap the stupid beard off his face. Why is your lip quivering? I mean, those are all time right there.
Aaron, your next five IG posts needs to be captions of all this.
You're like a walking meme, bro.
Dude, it's weird because like I don't have these written down. It's like when I'm upset, they just come out.
Well, just real quick, like take us into your past. Like, where do you get that sense of humor? Like, is that something the way you talk to your boys, like growing up or what? We'll get back to Tammy in a minute.
Yeah. So the sense of humor. So, it's funny. I have a great group of friends here. They're like my family. When a quarantine really happened, we all just kind of only hung out with each other. And our lingo,
I'm glad,
really just, yeah, it just escalated. Like we had this like a kind of like group vernacular that was ultra, ultra unique and bro-y, but also high echelon vocabulary. So we would throw in we just throw in words that like most people, they wouldn't be used very often, but the way we would throw them in will also be like bro-y and stupid, you know? So it's just this odd mix of kind of a hilarious way to say things. And we would just do that all the time. We had like over a year and a half of guest talking to each other that way.
You got a lot of practice, you know, before Paradise then. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And so when I came to Paradise, like the things I say and like the way I talk, like I didn't really change it all that much. And so things I would say, like, you know, if someone's like, for example, if my friend didn't go to the gym all that often, we'd call him a slug body. Right. And like no one says that.
A slug body.
Right? It makes sense though. But Aaron, I want to go back to Thomas right quick, because we had Thomas on the pod. I thought he did a phenomenal job. I know Brian did too, as well. Sort of the audience. And I was coming at Thomas hard. Like, you know, my personality, we've met, I don't sugarcoat shit. I'm gonna come at you. I'm gonna say what's on my mind, right? And I was coming at Thomas, and he was amazing in my eyes. He truly, truly was. I felt that he's more like a Kobe Bryant personality. You know, you fuck with him or you're not completely on the team, but then the audience will get a different perspective because they're not there with him every day. How is Thomas's personality from someone who has spent lots of time with him?
Yeah, so Thomas is... It's kind of hard to describe because we're not enemies now, right? I don't know if you guys are going to keep that in. Mortal enemies.
Well, you switched Thomas for Ivan? That's what it was?
Oh, my God, yes. Dude. Ivan is
oh, wow, okay. Breaking news. Ivan is taking the top spot right now on the hit list.
The thing, Thomas has never been disrespectful or arrogant to me.
Wait, pause right quick. Brian, Thomas is not on the hit list no more because Thomas is way bigger than some small ass chopsticks. That's why.
That's why.
That is true. There is a size difference there.
Yeah, he's a thick stick, bro.
The things that you say, he's a thick stick. What?
Thomas is. So the thing is about Thomas, like he's very cool. If he likes you, if he doesn't like you, he's not cool at all, right? Mm-hmm. For me, day one, Katie season. You know, Thomas, big guy, you know, he's kind of like, I'm biggest in the room, and he is, right? But it's like, you're not going to like alpha me or like tell me what to do. And I could tell the place he kind of wanted to take. We kind of bumped heads initially, very small. And then he told Courtney with a Q. He told Courtney that I was just full of shit, right? And then he was kind of like immediately talking shit, right? But the thing is, I don't judge people like that much when I first meet them because I really don't know. But he was like, he's full of shit, right? Like day two or something. And he doesn't know Courtney better than I know Courtney. You know, we both, but Thomas is very confident in his ability to win people over. But Courtney immediately tells me, right? Now, I don't care that much because Thomas doesn't know me. It's like, he might as well be a random person on the internet calling me full of shit. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But I also know he's talking shit, right?
You made somebody feel attacked right there.
I know, right? Yeah. Someone's gonna be watching this podcast and comment that in the comments. But yeah, so I knew he was talking shit and he didn't like me. So he wasn't very nice to me. He was nice to everyone else. He wasn't nice to me. So there was never a point where Thomas was cool to me. And then as time goes on, obviously, situational, like things happen where Thomas and I continuously butt heads. And then eventually this guy that has never once been cool to me called me full of shit day two, two other people on the show trying to, you know, in that scenario, I thought he was trying to almost like, bring people over to think I was full of shit or something. I don't know why you'd be telling people that, when I'm living with them in a house. Right. I was like, dude, this guy sucks. Like he's just talking shit. And then in Paradise, once I was more successful in terms of fan recognition or just received better than him from Katie's season, all of a sudden he was very nice to me, right? When almost like he had a reason to be nice now. And when I was a random dude in the room that he didn't know, I was full of shit, you know? So it for me, I took it like, I was like, dude, like you gotta be nice when being nice doesn't really pay off for you. You know, you're just nice because you're nice, not because you're transactionally getting something from being nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then obviously to add insult to injury, you see Thomas go ahead and take your girl, Tammy. What was going through your head when that went down?
So dude, like Tammy that day. So I give Tammy a rose. Afterwards we're walking to the, back to where we sleep. She says, Aaron, I'm going to give you my rose next week. Like you're my guy. Right.
That's what Tammy
said. And I'm like,
flat out.
Yeah.
Okay.
She straight up said, that's me. Right. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. It's fucking awesome. Like I liked her so much. Like where I was like,
security,
dude, awesome.
Baby.
like security, but also like, dude, I just liked the girl. Like yeah. She was just dope. Like she was dope. Like at the beginning of the rose ceremony, that first night I sat her down. At the very beginning of the whole night. And I was like, hey, Tammy, I'm going to give you my rose tonight. I don't want you to sweat tonight. I don't want you to worry. I want you to have fun. Go hang out with your friends, drink whatever you want to do, and just know you're safe. And I'm going to give you my rose. Like, and I just wanted her to be comfortable because I like liked her. Right? And then she was like, thank you. And I did exactly that. And she said she was going to give me her rose after because I think she was kind of reciprocating what I had done previously in the night. That obviously didn't happen. Right now, the following week after that, she didn't want, it almost was like she didn't want to spend time with me ever. She was talking to everyone else. And what she had told me was that she was matchmaking people with other people. She was like, she was like, I'm matchmaking Thomas with Mari. Right. Cause she was like, Thomas is really into Mari. And she was like, Aaron, you're my guy. Trust me. I'm matchmaking Thomas with Mari right now.
Was she doing that? Do you think she was doing that to get a reaction out of Thomas to see what he was really thinking?
I have no idea, dude. Like it, I have no idea.
But like you wanted her to matchmake you and her.
You, yeah.
Dude, I wanted to just spend some time with her. Like I constantly tried to, and she called me clingy or she said I was like, she said I was clingy and I was like, What did she say? It was, I was smothering her. That's what she told people. And
it's a red flag
like,
right there.
Dude, I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, dude, I want to spend time with her. Ivan's cuddled up with Jasenia 24/7. Noah's with Abigail. I can't spend more than like an hour or two with Tammy without smothering her.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. Ivan was trying, boy. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, dude, I'm freaking trying here, but I don't want to smother her. I don't want to seem like a loser and like insecure when she's talking to all these other people. And she told me she's matchmaking them. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be like the cool, like boyfriend, or, you know, obviously we're not together, but I'm going to be like the cool guy and like say, and I was like, hey, you're like teen mom. Honestly, that's admirable that you're doing that. I'm here for you. Right. And she's like, I'm going to go matchmake Thomas and Mari. And she's spending a bunch of time with him. And then that night, obviously that's not what she was doing. Right. So it was a complete lie. And it was a betrayal of like, just the ultimate level. And I was trying to be so like cool and not smother her. And she did that in front of me, and she knew I was watching. She even said it when she was sitting on him, that as Aaron's still looking at, I feel his eyes to the back of my head or whatever. So it was like, after that, people were like coming up to me and they're like, why does Tammy hate you? Like, why does she, why did you get her mad? Like, and I didn't know, like, I didn't, they're like, and I told her, I was like, afterwards, I was like, dude, people are coming up thinking you literally hate me because you did something so mean to me. Because they heard all that. And she was like, I don't hate you. I was just, you know, and she obviously likes to kind of play it as she was following her heart or whatever. But it was just, you lied to me again. Like, you lied to me all morning, all day. And you did like the opposite of what I tried to make you feel so secure the week before. And you made me feel secure just to absolutely like humiliate me and make me just as upset as possible, almost like you just lied to me. And so that's the only thing that always constantly is kind of reoccurring theme that I get upset about, is just the disrespect and the dishonesty.
Now, this is a great conversation to have. I mean, I'm sorry, Brian, because
no, go ahead.
A lot of times we talk about, we shit on our gender. We do a lot, Brian, let's be honest, right? We talk about the men and how we do bad. But Aaron, you're bringing up great points. Women can learn how to be better as well. Like,
they can play the game probably better than us, bro.
Yeah, no, I know that to be true. Like, but women need to start being respectful as well. If they don't like you, they need to come at you in a respectful manner instead of like be lying to you or lead you on.
Yeah, like she could have said in that situation, like, hey, Aaron, look, you know, I'm not matchmaking. I actually just want to explore other people on the island. I like you, you know, and kind of give you a heads up so you could do your, you know, due diligence and go meet other people or talk to other people if necessary.
But it has to be that way, because if not, Brian, you and I would have been talking shit about Aaron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, dude,
yeah. And it's like, it's something I learned too, because like you just said, you know, we shit on our own gender. Like, when I was younger, man, like, there were times where I wasn't as honest as I should have been. And there were times where I loved someone, but I wasn't in love with them. And I didn't make that clear. And I ended up hurting someone I still loved because I was doing kind of what she did. And so
that's the issue became, right there.
Yeah. And it became like, that was something that I will never do again to anyone. And I would be single the rest of my life rather than get someone to emotionally put their emotional well-being into my hands and for me to be irresponsible with them and their heart. Right. And I will never do that. Right. And so if you ask someone to commit emotionally and be emotionally involved with you, you have a responsibility to be honest with them. And I truly believe that. And that's something I tried to express to her, because she was like, I want you to be in this with me and you want to try with me. You have to be honest with me. And I told her, I was like,
even if it hurts, man,
because it won't hurt that bad. We've only been doing it a couple of days. What hurts that bad is what she did and lying to me and humiliating me.
Aaron, talk to me about the whole situation, because you kind of, I forgot what you said on the show, but you were kind of like, karma's a bitch when she got dumped by Thomas and Thomas went after Becca. You kind of were like, oh, bad, too bad, so sad for you, Tammy. Like, talk to me about that, how you're feeling in that moment.
Look, it's really in that scenario, like, I wanted her to feel better, but like, I was just like, dude, like, you're going to have to, like, I was just going through this, like, like, pick yourself up, let's go, you know.
So it was over at that point. Like, there was no coming back to you, rekindling the emotions, or lack thereof, I guess, but there was no going back to Tammy after that.
I mean, for me, just because of the dishonesty, like, it wasn't really about the kiss or anything, you know, like that's what people seem to be confused about. Like, yeah, we're here to kiss people. You lay on the daybeds, you kiss someone, like, that's whatever. It's really like who, what, when, honesty, communication. Like, I can be with her if she had kissed someone else, obviously. I what I can't be with is someone that's dishonest with me and not upfront.
That sets a bad precedent for a relationship. I mean, to be dishonest right off the bat like that.
That's fair. And then to what you were saying earlier, Aaron, in regards to, like, you don't want to be, you know, you have that responsibility to someone. You owe it to someone to be respectful in that regard. When people aren't that way, it's a cycle, like, legit. Someone gets hurt, and then, you know, now you're hurt, so therefore you hurt someone else. Hurt people hurt people. It's just a continuum. And we just have to all be mature, get off the damn roller coaster, and just start treating people with respect.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, hurt people hurt people. You know, I was hurt, but I wasn't trying to, like, be spiteful. I wasn't trying to be rude to her, call her names. I was trying to express how I felt and move on, you know?
Who was it? And when, you know, the homie's talking now, who is the one girl that you wanted to be in paradise?
So I'm this is probably a really shitty answer, but I didn't watch really Bachelor or Bachelor Nation that much. And so,
not a shitty answer at all.
And so I came out of Katie's season, and I didn't watch it before the season. And I didn't have the chance to watch my own season or watch any other seasons between Paradise. Wow. I went straight to Paradise. So I didn't know anyone. I was just really open-minded at the end of the day.
There was none of the girls that you were, like, more so attracted to from a IG look?
Yeah, I mean, there probably would have been, but I didn't follow him on IG or see him either. I just simply didn't know who was coming or who was potentially coming. So, yeah.
How much of a connection did you make with Becca? Because you went on the date with Chelsea, and then when you get back, Becca's going out with Thomas. So it's like, once again, the rug is swept out from underneath you, and you're like, what the fuck happened? But I mean, were you more into Chelsea after that date, or were you still having kind of some feelings for Becca?
Yeah, great question. So I had a crush on Becca because rewinding to what I said previously, she was like one of the only people I did recognize from the past Bachelorette, whatever. I thought Becca's like beautiful, you know, she's strikingly beautiful. So I had a crush on her, like, but it was I didn't know her very well. So I just thought she was, you know, gorgeous, right? And she was funny. And I knew she was funny because I'd seen some clips or something. So I had a crush on her, but I didn't really, nothing too crazy. So when I went on the date with Chelsea, the date was so good and so nice. Horseback riding, beach, champagne, you know, like, you can't really beat that. And when I came back, like, Chelsea was kind of the only really one on my mind. Becca was with Thomas. Becca and I had a good conversation the day before, but nothing to where I was like, felt too much of a connection. I was nervous, you know, it just wasn't really that good of a combo. And with Chelsea, you know, the connection was much stronger at that point after the date.
Aaron, I got a question, man. My bad. I cut you off. Finish that statement.
No, you're good. I was just going to say, so I wasn't really, like, I wasn't really overly upset when the Thomas Becca thing.
Fair enough. I remember talking to you in L.A. for the Bachelor in Paradise Ultimate Surfer premiere, talking to you, Trey, you know, about things that took place or whatever. And you had told me some things, but now listening to you, be introspective right now, right? It came down to, you know, Tammy. Thomas, you know, took away Tammy. Then it came down to Chelsea. We see what happened there. Like, what can you say that you've gained from going on Bachelorette with Katie and then being on Paradise with these different situations that have happened? Who is Aaron now if I see you in the streets and we go out?
Yeah. Let me think about that for a second. I gained a lot. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I think before the whole thing, like I hadn't really, the show, like all these conflicts and these situations you're put into or that you go through in real life happen, what, like once every 10 years, you know, you get in a fight, or once every like, yeah, 5 years. Like, when does a girl you're dating ever kiss a guy that you hate right in front of you? Like, yeah, it just never happens.
Yeah,
it just never happens, dude. Like,
they make good TV. What can we say?
Yeah, it's like I see a guy I hate, like, jump in the whip, leave the room. You know, I'll just go to a different bar, like, whatever. You're like,
so, like, where are your emotions right now? Like, is your heart an ice box right now? Based on everything that went down, like, ice are you box, open to dating?
Ice box where my because, heart used to be.
I know.
Yeah,
Omarion.
I got to quote Omarion, right?
Omarion right now, really? What?
Hey, it basically goes perfectly with what's going on right now. Because, I mean, first it was Tammy, then Becca, sort of, and then now Chelsea. Obviously, we don't know what happens, but damn, man, like, I feel sorry for you. I mean, granted, the entertainment value that you provide, but on the love department, it's like you're struggling, man. And I want to see you succeed and find somebody. And it just hurts. You know what I mean? To see that go down.
Yeah. You know what? No, it's not an icebox, but it's like before the Bachelorette and everything, like, I was already, you know, we're grown men. Like, you go through heartbreak, like, you're more hesitant than when you were, yeah, 17, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then going through it, Bachelorette was just kind of conflict. Like, I wasn't really heartbroken from that because I didn't really get to the point with Katie where it hurt to see myself go. But in Paradise, dude, like, yeah, I mean, that the Tammy thing hurt me, like, my feelings, like, a lot. Like, it really truly did. And I still, like, I'm bothered by it because it was just so, like, I don't know. It just bothered me so much.
Where's your relationship with Tammy right now?
Do you guys speak? We're good. No, I mean, like, we didn't speak really before. Like, we've communicated a couple times. Like, I'm not going to ever carry, you know, grudges are corrosive for your soul. Right. So yeah. I don't want to carry that, but we, you know, she lives in a different state, like, where it's not like we're hanging out or anything. And I want her to be happy at the end of the day. Like, I want everyone to be happy. I don't think anyone's inherently, like, a bad person necessarily. I think that was a bad thing. Maybe she did it for a good reason in her mind and it was worth doing, but, you know, it had a very negative effect on me. Right. So right now I think I'm very cautious, you know, moving forward, and I've been through, I've had some messed up things happen to me, and I definitely, you know, kind of wear that, and I understand that can happen again.
Let me help you out right quick. Yeah. Like, I like you, right? Based on what our conversation was in LA for the premiere, right? And hearing you today with, you know, Tammy, Chelsea, a little bit of Becca mixed in there. There's a thing that's kind of like, when someone smells it off of you, and I'm not talking about cologne, I'm talking about confidence, right? That shit is sexy. I need you to have that, pimping. Because when you have that, they smell that, bro. Like, real talk, I'm talking this homie to homie, like, straight up.
Yeah. I need
that, right?
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of, like, yeah, I know. You're good. I think that confidence was a little bit affected.
Well, you said it yourself. Like, you already went through all the worst situations.
Yeah, man.
Environment is tough. Yeah, and I know, like, the next girl I date probably isn't going to kiss Thomas right in front of me. You know?
She probably won't.
Good chance.
At this point, it would be Ivan, right?
His upper lip might be quivering. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Anytime, I mean, like, I know it probably won't happen, but it's definitely something that has affected me. I don't really know what to say.
But man, I think like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I feel that, you've grown and you're going to grow more from this whole experience, and you're going to take that with you to the next relationship. I mean, you definitely know what you want more so after going through this. You want somebody that's honest, right? So that's like one of your main priorities. And yeah, man, just keep your head up, man, because you know, what's meant for you is meant for you, right? So if Tammy is out of the picture, if Chelsea's out of the picture, we don't know. You know, there's always somebody around the corner. You know what I mean? So keep your head up.
Thank you, man. And you guys seem to understand me as well, or at least I think you guys can put yourself in my mind and understand what makes me tick. And I'm not a roid rage a-hole that I saw someone say earlier.
No, I don't think that at all.
Bro. That's all you want? Come on,
you're
now.
You're not a roid rage asshole, bro. Not at all. But
not even a little bit.
Aaron, we're about to end this right quick, man. You've been an amazing, amazing guest on here. Brian ends it all sentimental. I'm going to end it. I want some tea, bro. So we're going to play a little game called FMK, or as we would say, Fantasy Suite, get down on one knee, she ain't getting a rose. That's how we're going to do it, to be respectful and nice, okay?
Yeah, because I don't want to kill nobody. Then.
Yeah, so we're going to play. All right, these are, it's she doesn't get a rose, then it's Fantasy Suite, then it's engagement.
Boom, okay? Boom, room. Boom, boom, room.
Yeah, we'll do boom, boom, room, right? You already know who the three girls are going to be. Tammy, Chelsea, Becca.
Put him on the spot, Mike.
This is my job.
Yeah. Decline to answer. No.
No, we ain't doing that today.
I plead the fifth.
We're not doing that, homie. Not at all.
No, I don't know. I mean, I would say Tammy, just not getting a rose. Just can't do it. I'm going to say Becca, let's go to the room. And Chelsea, will you marry me?
Nuptials.
There we go.
All right, dude, let's end it with this. The episode obviously ends in a cliffhanger with the lip quivering. But if you could describe in one word the drama that is yet to come, what word would you use?
Sensational.
Sensational.
Wait, okay.
Future. That's what Future said.
Yeah, you got it.
Sensational.
How should we interpret that? Does that mean that's really good for you, I imagine? Line.
Both of y'all are just using these hip hop lines.
I know.
Icebox, Amarion, Sensational Future.
Yeah, the only thing I would say, I mean, like you guys know what you're getting out of me most times, you know. I'm you've seen me be mad, angry, happy, sweet, funny, whatever. I'm just a real person. So
there you go.
You know, on screen and I'm not hashtag sweet Aaron, you know, you don't see me only one side of me. You see kind of every side. And so I think that genuine kind of authenticity is really resonating with people, at least right now it seems to be. So I'm grateful for everyone that, you know, kind of you guys too, like you guys seem to really pick up on it. And I can't help but, you know, thank you for the support. And I think next week, like, you know, you guys know what's going to happen. Like, let's be honest. Like, you saw the lip quiver. Like, he said, take a walk. Like, when does a grown man walk up to you nose to nose, say, take a walk, and you take a walk, right? So,
you know, The Bachelor needs to do a Jake Paul type boxing match. And promise you, I want to be the commentator. Me and Will, I want to be the commentator for that. And I need them to have you. And
like
Ivan in the ring.
You're talking about a tournament.
I need Aaron and Ivan in the ring, and I want them on the like on the billboard to say, "Why are your upper lip quivering, bro?"
Well, sneak peek, bro. His upper lip's quivering, then his bottom lip starts quivering, then he starts shaking over it.
I'm my homie. I'm gonna have to talk to him about this, but Aaron, you've been amazing. Love having you on today, man.
Hey, man, appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you guys, dude. Thank you for the time. And big fans of both of you.
Looking forward to next week.
yeah. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what you think.
All right, buddy. Oh man, that was a refreshing and honest conversation with Aaron. What do you think, Mike?
No, that's what talking out is all about. Just some homies having a conversation all across the board. I think he was just himself, which I got to appreciate, you know?
And it was really cool to get the context and the behind the scenes and for him to be able to like flush out, you know, the multiple relationships that he had, you know, with the women on the island. I mean, I think it was good to hear. And I think a lot of people will hear things that, you know, maybe they didn't realize were actually going down.
I mean, he answered my biggest question, which was in regards to Ivan talking to Chelsea. I genuinely wanted to know how much time he had taken place. So.
No, for sure. No, 30 minutes later, I got to side with Aaron, man.
Yeah, no, in that regard, because I was unsure, you know, it could have been, because I like Ivan as well, but Ivan, homie, you messed that one up.
And of course, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. We love y'all.
You know, we always love to hear your opinions, your stories, and your insights. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow, message us on social at Talking It Out Being on IG and Bachelor Nation on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and listen to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to right now, baby. And don't DM me no more until you hit that subscribe. I love y'all.